Wind Jack winning Sudbury.
Hey, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Just got a missed call from you guys.
Yeah, I believe someone called and then I was busy. I couldn't pick up the phone.
Oh, Pashu, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, me too. Busy. Let me pull up your file real quick. I had to just go over that with you. One second. So, okay, so yeah, this is what I'm seeing here as far as your options go. We weren't able to get you qualified for the equipment financing because your credit was sub 600. You told me originally that it was around 650. It came back 537. Yeah, you were delinquent on some student loans, gas, energy bills, some medical bills.
I have no bills. My only bill is student loan.
Okay, I could send you your credit report. It says 537. So the equipment financing is not going to be an option for you, unfortunately. And so then our next step was to do a working capital loan, which is based on your sales and your revenues. You had 165K, and you know, you had some very low average daily balances in the bank. The ending balances for last August was $260, so they felt you were very over leveraged as far as you have some loans now with Rapid Finance. We were able to get you into a second chance program, though. It's just something to help you out and get you started. It's by no means an answer to your problem. It's more like a Band-Aid. We got you approved for one of our last chance programs here. It's for $7,800. Does that help you at all? Would you be able to do anything with that?
Nope.
Not really?
No.
What's your plan B here? Are you going to try and apply for some equipment financing elsewhere? I can just tell you that without a 600 credit score, man, at Pashu, it's going to be very hard for anybody to issue you an approval for that.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand, because my credit score was I had mucho bank, yeah. Put out my credit score, it was a 6, the lowest score was 649, now it's down to 537, why, I don't know. So
yeah, I'll send you a copy of your report. We do this all the time just so you can take a look at it. It's from Experian. I know just from experience with a bank, they give you a FICO score, and that's very different from what your actual score is. I think Wells Fargo and most credit card agencies provide that service to you now. And just for an example, the other day my FICO was, apparently to Wells Fargo, it said 590 something, and I actually went to go buy a car last week and it came back 667. So it's very they don't give you a very accurate statement. I'm going to send you your credit report so you can take a look at it, you know, and feel free to call me back if you have any questions about financing, if any other lenders are talking to you, if you have a question at all. You know, we're here to help you, and I guess my advice would be to just get that credit score above 600, focus on that for the next couple months, and then apply for some equipment financing, and we'll be able to help you out.
I don't understand? I only have one credit card, and I don't have any outstanding. The only bill outstanding I have is my student loan. I don't understand these things, so I'm not gonna force myself into it. Let it be.
No, okay. It's the revolving available balance is a little low. You only have 13% of your credit is available to you right now. You've used most of it up. You've used 87% of your available credit. That's hurting your score. And then you might not even know you do have a derogatory account for, I'm pulling it broken right now, Eversource Electric Light and Power Company. You have one derogatory there for $400. You have a $2,000 gas company, Natural Eversource, again, $2,000 current balance derogatory.
I know you use gas. I know where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm not. It's an electric company, energy company. They have you. You should go check this out. I sent it to you via email. Your whole credit report.
Right.
So take a look at that. Maybe you have some things that need to be cleared up or some mistakes or...
Yeah, because I don't know this stuff.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, you know, you have a 537, and if you're thinking you have a 640, it's very, very different. So you just need to get that score back above 600, and you'll be totally, you'll be fine to get some equipment financing later down the road, maybe 4 months.
Yeah, but Pete, you know what? But, and, we are in September.
Mm-hmm.
February. I had mutual one, and a customer of mine who is a bank supervisor, whatever he is there. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that, and he pulled out my credit score. I got 3 scores. My lowest score was 649, the middle one was 667, and the highest one was 669.
Well, and then, also, you could get...
And then I have all these things on it. But now I'm going to be about Guy's company. What do I do with Guy's? I don't know.
Well, you also had a lot of pulls on your credit, you know, starting from just this year with Strategic Funding, Rapid Capital, Yellowstone, Humboldt Merchant Services, Principus Capital, CIS Inc., Snap Advances, Microbuilt, Rapid Capital Funding. That's all since year to date. So you have had a lot of inquiries that might be bringing it down a little as well. But I think for the most part, it's just you're using a lot of your available credit, and you have a couple accounts that are very small debts. So I'm going to send you the report, look into
okay.
it, maybe make some phone calls, and we'll circle back in a few weeks and see what happened, okay?
All right, okay.
Keep my contact info, okay? Thank you, Pasha.
All right, thank you.
Have a good
All
day.
All right, you too.
Bye.